Morning, Mac and Lockie with you on the Fraser Coast Hit 101.9, joined by our movie review guy, Woz. G'day, buddy.
G'day, boys. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you've been out and about checking out a few flicks.
I have, yeah. Yeah, this week's a bit of a reboot, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, we're talking Ocean's 8. A stellar all-female cast takes over the reins of the Ocean's franchise. You'll all remember George Clooney and co. in Ocean's 11, 12 and 13. Mate, how does Ocean's 8 fit in, and is it a decent heist film?
Yeah, Lockie, the film pretty much has the same plot and the same gimmicks as those other Ocean's films. But the big difference is that Danny Ocean, played by George Clooney, is off the scene completely. And his sister, Debbie Ocean, played by Sandra Bullock, is the new brains behind this new heist. It's completely over the top like those other films. But this one's a bit more fun and glamorous, so it's definitely one for the girls.
Okay, so they've gone with the sister relationship, because I was wondering how they would tie it to the Ocean, whether it would be like a romantic partner. Was there any cameo that Clooney made, or was he not even mentioned?
Well, he does make a weird sort of cameo. He's basically a photo on the on her chest of drawers. So that's about all you see of George Clooney in the film. I saw it with a friend and she loved it. She pointed out a lot of subtle parallels to the original movie, or the original movies, I should say, because there are three of them we could talk about. But it works really well on its own, and she loved the fact that it had eight strong female leads.
So is this a reboot like the 2016 all-female Ghostbusters reboot?
Yeah, let's hope it fares better than the Ghostbusters girls did, though. It's a thing in Hollywood at the moment, the gender-swapped reboot. I'm trying to work out where they're going to go next. Would you guys see a film like the female Ninja Turtles? Or I don't know where they're going to go with it.
I don't know. Let's just hope they don't do a Lethal Weapon, because I don't know who's going to wear that mustache like Danny Glover could.
yes, absolutely. No, but definitely one for the girls.
Yeah, look, I think if there's a subtle difference, perhaps, Woz, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ghostbusters, they seem to be, like, telling the same story. Not that I've seen it, but it seemed like they were trying to make it as if Ghostbusters had always been female, whereas Ocean's 8 would be a standalone story.
Yeah, pretty much, but it does revisit a lot of those old tropes and even a lot of the scenes from those original films, so it is essentially a reboot.
It's very interesting what they're doing. I mean, there's so many talented writers around the world, you wonder why they keep going with this anyway. Mate, what are your thoughts on Matt Damon being cut from the film?
Yes, a couple of characters from the original films do pop up in the film, but Matt Damon is nowhere to be seen. The director, Gary Ross, explained that he cut Damon out for storytelling reasons, but there's been a bit of a petition to remove him from the movie from some people who were upset about some controversial comments he made about that whole Hollywood, you know, the sexual harassment case that's happening. Yeah, yeah. So apparently there are over 28,000 signatures on this petition to get him removed from the film. But happy to report Elliot Gould's character, Ruben, pops up in a very touching scene early on. And there's another great cameo. I won't tell you who it is because it'll give it away at the end. But yeah, worth seeing for those couple of cameos.
All right, my sister went to see the movie and I said, I'm going to need a review because we're talking to Woz. I haven't seen it. Can you tell us your thoughts? And I was expecting, you know, probably a paragraph, something like that of, you know, here's what I thought was good. Here's, you know, what you should watch out for. This is from my sister. Good, easy to watch, bit slow. That's her review.
Comprehensive.
Yeah, I said, thank God you are not our movie reviewer.
Well, that does sum it up in three words, I'll tell you that much. It's pretty close.
Yeah, look, Woz, I think the key to a great movie, regardless of cast or anything, is a great script. Overall, do you think that they've hit as good a script as the original Ocean's 11, which was probably the best?
I think the script is okay. I really feel that they could have done a lot more. Considering the talent that they had on hand, they all get a little bit of a bite of the cherry, but not enough to get some really good character development in the film. So considering the type of stars they had, they didn't really do a lot with them.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Woz, we want to do our box office wrap-up. What's making the money this week?
At number five, still hanging in there after 7 weeks, is The Avengers Infinity War. The horror thriller Hereditary, starring Aussie Toni Collette, is new in at number four. Deadpool sitting steady at number three, slipping to from number one to number two is Solo, A Star Wars Story, and straight into the number one spot this week, it's Ocean's 8.
And, mate, what's new in cinemas?
In cinemas today is the new Pixar animation Incredibles 2, and next week it's the sequel to the sequel, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Plus, later in the month, Hotel Transylvania 3 hits cinemas just in time for the school holidays, so there's plenty on offer and plenty on the way as well.
Woz, what's something you can recommend to me at the moment? What should I go and see?
Deadpool's worth it. I suggest you set up a date night with the missus and go and see Ocean's 8. Yeah, you can catch a bit of a kip while she watches a good film.
Oh, come off it. I'm sure it's not that bad.
Oh, cheers, mate. I'll read my sister's review again. Are you ready for my sister's review?
Love it.
Good, easy watch, a bit slow. There you go.
There you go.
Excellent. Hey, thanks, Woz. I don't think you're going to be out of a job anytime. Thanks very much, mate. Appreciate it.
All right, that's your HitFlix for this week.